now
we present to you.
And now,
seriously,
ignorant news.
It's nuts.
Just ignorant.
It's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-E.
Seriously ignorant.
Get ready, Atlanta, this Thursday through Sunday at the new Uptown Comedy Club. More information at uptowncomedy.net. Senior Chief Correspondent Damon Williams reports from Chicago on one of the many ways that owning an assault weapon can go way wrong. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom, as serious as a video of yourself with a stolen Oscar.
We didn't even get to that story,
Damon.
You big dummy. I'm going to help Huggy out and put him on the Bama list. Y'all can get to it a little later.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, but then how about as serious as a gun with no bullets? How about that?
Oh.
Yeah. You have the right to bear the rifles, the right to bear arms, but as Crick Ross say, let's just regulate the bullets. That ain't in the Constitution.
Yeah.
Seriously. So check this out. Speaking of guns and bullets, a man outside a Pennsylvania gun show got caught up in an undercover sting. He was out there selling illegal firearms, and he sold it to a man who already had said, look, I'm not eligible to buy a gun legally, but I'll buy one from you. That man turned out, of course, to be a detective. So when he called for backup to make the arrest, the illegal gun salesman took a .40 Glock and pointed it to himself and threatened to kill himself, talking about he ain't going to jail. So he basically took himself hostage. See, I wish I was the police when this happened. I'd be like, well, go ahead, shoot yourself. Why do they try to stop him? I never understood why when somebody threatened to kill himself, they stop him. Now, here's the case. Of course, he was white, so that's why they de-escalated the situation. Right? If he was black, he'd have been shot when he pulled the gun out. He wouldn't have a chance to point it at himself.
Right.
Seriously. And next time, I'd have been like, shoot yourself, go ahead. But they ended up going in his trunk. He had over 1,000 rounds of ammunition and several other illegal guns. So we glad they got this fool off the street before somebody else got hurt. Seriously. As serious as a player with no game. Out here getting caught all the time. What are you doing? Seriously. Or as a boxer with no sense, like this second story. Check this out. Now, Tom, you might have heard this story. He's an undefeated boxer, Jamal Charlo.
Oh, yes.
They're twins, the Charlo twins.
Yes, yes.
Now, they partying with their assistant in Jay-Z's 40-40 club when one of them became involved in an altercation. Now, surveillance captured the assistant handing his bag to a group of women. You know, trying to keep it real. Hold my bag. We finna take care of this business. Fight. Right. Now, here's where keeping it real goes wrong. The bag had $40,000 in cash and over $100,000 worth of jewelry. So Charlo, who was scheduled to fight early that evening, his fight was canceled because he had a rib injury. So I guess he thought he was going to have to fight anyway, to, you know, out here in the streets. But the problem is they didn't know the women they handed the bag to, and they snuck out with it.
He didn't know the women?
No, they didn't know the women. So these
he had a bag full of cash and jewelry.
$150,000 worth.
Sure he did.
Yeah, well, there's that too still. But they strangers, so the bag ain't been recovered yet. They lost the money.
Right.
And the only description is the lady is white, blonde, 5 foot tall. Good luck finding her in Manhattan.
He trusted a blonde.
The land of models, though. How you going to narrow it down?
And they had Jay-Z's 40-40 club.
At the 40-40 club. Jay-Z might have planted them. You know, he still got a little hustle in this game, too. You might say, yeah, these fools come here. First of all, if you got that much money, why are you out? These young cats with all this money on, you don't need, ain't nothing you're going to buy at the club costs $40,000, in my opinion.
Trying to be Floyd?
Yeah.
Well, I might have been there.
I love it.
And what you selling for $40,000, Kim?
Hey. Don't worry about it.
No, I'm worried about it. I'm trying to get my money up. What do $40,000 get me with the TT and the Tata? Seriously.
That's the appetizer.
That's the appetizer.
I know when I'm going to be off that syrup.
Oh, you heard about that,
yeah.
Huh?
One of them you ain't going to have to pay. You can get your money back when she pass out.
That's
serious.
Oh, you need to listen to the beginning of the show for that story.
Indeed. Oh, I'll be in Atlanta, y'all, all weekend, the new Uptown Comedy Corner. Much love.
Starting Thursday night.
Yes, sir.